نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قران مجيد مخبرا وامرا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا مولانا محمد المبارك وسلم صلوا عليه Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we are going to discuss about love and matters. So in this regard, first of all we should look at the Quranic verse, how Quran says about believers and their loves. Quran says, O believers, whosoever ignores the commands of religion, Allah will certainly bring a community whom He will love and who will love Him. He also said, some people worship idols and love them as they ought to love God. It is the believers who love Him best. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, clarifying the philosophy of love, says, I heard Jibril saying that God has said, he who opposes any friend of mine declares war on me, and I do not hesitate to take anybody's life as I hesitate to take the life of my faithful servant who dislikes death and whom I dislike to hurt. But death is inevitable. And when a servant of mine tries to seek my nearness, qurb, through worship, I love him. And when I love him, I get so close to him that I become his eyes and he sees by me. I become his ears and he hears by me. I become his tongue and he speaks by me. I become his hands and he works by me. I become his feet and he walks by me. And I give him whatever he desires. The hadith is clarifying about the actions of an individual who involves himself to Allah's obedience through nawafil. So this is Hadith Qudsi, which is telling us about the importance of a man who involves himself for ibadah and becomes a closer friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a special status of an individual for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving special awards, and also these rewards are being specified because of his love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, the Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, Allah loves to meet those who love to meet Him and dislikes to meet those who dislike to meet Him. He also said, when Allah loves a man, He says to Jibril, O Jibril, I love such and such a man. You love him as well. So Jibril alayhi salam starts to love him and tells all the angels to love him as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. And then all the angels love him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him so much that all the inhabitants of earth love him too. The opposite is the case with the hated ones. It must be remembered that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for man and the love of man for God stand proven by the Quran and Hadith and the consensus of the whole Ummah. Undoubtedly, God is the possessor of such beautiful qualities that He really deserves to be loved and loves those who love Him. The word muhabba, love, is derived from the root hibba, which means seed that bears fruit when it is concealed in the earth. Love has been likened to the seed because it is the seed of Allah's love in the heart of man that develops and blossoms in man's life, like the flowers and fruit that come out of a seed. When Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was blessed with love and friendship, he detached himself from the rest of certain and devoted himself from the rest of creation and devoted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that the whole universe appeared to him as a wheel, and therefore he cried out, "Everything excepting God is my enemy." We must know that the word love is used by ulama, the theologians, in three different senses. In the first place, love is a passion, a fire, and an urge for the homogeneous beloved in the heart of the lover. But all these kinds of yearnings do not apply to God, who is eternal and not homogeneous. He is exalted for above everything, says God in the Quran. Secondly, love is divine grace and benevolence, which He confers on His friends. Special blessings and favors of love and intimacy to gain perfection, sainthood, and the power of miraculous deeds. Thirdly, it means the beautiful praise of the man of God in lieu of his good deeds, out of which spring all his actions. In short, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for man is another name for His extreme kindness, mercy, and favor to save him from punishment in the hereafter, to exalt him to His nearness, to save him from dependence on others, to detach him from the rest of creation and attach him to Himself, and to bestow upon him special favors. Hadrat Harith Muhasibi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, and other Sufi Shuyukh, all from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, hold the same opinion. Actually, the love for Allah is the name of an arch in the heart, and actually the heart is full of true love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of respect and esteem for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the desire to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, vision and union, so much so that he gets restless for the divine beloved, is always absorbed in his remembrance. In tasawwuf, there are two kinds of love. Love is of, firstly, man's love for human being, which is really the desire for touching and embracing the beloved. Secondly, the love for the non-homogeneous creator, in which the lover finds peace of mind and tries to achieve his vision. Similarly, the lovers are of two kinds: those who love God because of His bounties and gifts, and those who love the beloved for Himself and regard His bounties and gifts as wheels. According to the latter, God's bounties should serve as a means to an end, which is God Himself, and not an end in themselves. In short, the existence of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unanimously agreed upon by all sections of people and in all books of etymology, and none of the intellectuals have denied it. Hazrat Umar bin Uthman Makki rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, in his famous book Kitab al-Muhabba, the book of love, says, God created the hearts 7,000 years before creating the bodies and kept them in a state of nearness. He created the souls 7,000 years before creating the hearts and kept them in the station of intimacy, that is called uns. He created the secrets, sirra. Sirra means secrets. 7,000 years before creating the souls and kept them in the station of unity, that is wasl. Then He revealed the luster of His beauty to the sir 360 times daily and looked towards it graciously for 300 times daily. But when they surveyed the entire universe and saw nothing more precious than themselves, vanity and arrogance overtook them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore subjected them to tests and trials by imprisoning the heart in the spirit, the spirit in the soul, and the soul in the body. He then bestowed reason upon them and sent prophets to guide them. Thereafter, everyone was told to seek the beloved. Consequently, the body was engaged in prayer, the soul in love, the spirit in nearness, and the heart found happiness in union with Him. Even after this clarification, if someone asks what is love, in reality, it cannot be described by the word of love. For love is a feeling, and feelings cannot be expressed by words. Love cannot be attained even if the whole world tries for it, nor can it be repelled even if the whole world tries for it. This is because love is divine gift. Discussing the philosophy of love, a serious question arises here: what is ishq, and how ishq could be explained? Ishq is excessive love, about which the opinions of the Sufi shuyukh are divided. There are many opinions of spiritual personalities about ishq and love. So in this regard, it looks obvious to refer some of these definitions and details from these Muslim scholars. Hazrat Sahal bin Abdullah Tasturi says, love means the acceptance of obedience and the rejection of disobedience. That since a person loves with sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always rejects the worldly needs and the worldly wishes, and just he submits himself for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this action would make him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and would certainly give him spiritual satisfaction. So that this would certainly create a special love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who stood in prayers the whole night and his feet became swollen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised him to decrease his worship by saying, "We have not sent the Quran to thee to torture thee." It's also possible that one may forget in a fit of happiness that he is worshipping like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Verily, when my heart is overwhelmed by divine lights, I ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness 70 times daily." Hadrat Samnoon al-Muhib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi say, "The lovers of Allah have won all the wealth of his world and of the hereafter, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that in the hereafter a man will be close to the object of his love. Now, who is the greater winner than those who live in God's presence day and night and are incapable of committing sin in the state of nearness?" Yahya Muhad Radi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, "Real love can neither be decreased by unkindness nor increased by kindness." It is a beautiful definition. It means that stagnant love goes on, continues, without any interference, without any other things. This is because both kindness and unkindness are the means. The end is God's love. When you have reached the end, the means lose their importance. Moreover, unkindness of the beloved becomes kindness for the true lover. He loves to be affiliated by the beloved. It's said that when Shibli was confined to imprisonment because of insanity, some friends of his went to see him. He said from inside the room, "Who are you? Your friends?" They answered. As soon as they said this, Shibli started pelting them with stones and they ran away. At this he said, "Had you been my friends, you would not have fled from my stones." How beautiful example is this. If they were real friends, they would have faced all kind of problems, since they claimed themselves their friends, or they were friends, but what resulted, they could not face the situation. The same is with the human being. If someone claims about love, he must prove itself. And how a moment would prove it? It is a matter of love and belief, and also trust in God and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person who is a real seeker of light of Iman, he seeks truth. He goes for reality. He looks after the matter of love and ishq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Poet has said, if you kill me, I am happy. If you don't, I am happy. My happiness is thy will. My happiness is thy will. A lover does not care about his life and death. The same is in tasawwuf. A true person, when he loves his murshid, he feels himself that murshid is a sign of pure heart and purity. So when he makes him a role model, such a model which is followed in his life, then he keeps himself on the same track and always tries his level best to follow his orders, because that spiritual guide becomes a true beacon house for his life. That spiritual guide gives him the power of spirituality through Sharia, and the tariqah becomes a light for his way. So he has two powers, Sharia for the decision making and tariqah for spiritual purification. Both of these simultaneously become a part of his personality. So as the hadith which was mentioned earlier, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I heard Jibreel saying that God has said, he who opposes any friend of mine declares war on me, and I do not hesitate to take anybody's life as I hesitate to take the life of my faithful servant who dislikes death and whom I dislike to hurt, but death is inevitable. What does it mean? It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves an individual who loves him with purity. So how could we love him? We can love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the wasila, the source of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because wasila is an essential part of our iman. When we see Quran, Quranic ayat, verses, we find Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul. In kuntum tuhibun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Wa ma ataakum ar-rasul fakhudhuhu wa ma nahaakum anhu fantahu. And there are many Quranic verses which are witnesses for the obedience of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the basic concept of love begins in tasawwuf with murshid, then to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and afterward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because these are stages. That's why the scholars of tasawwuf call Fanaf Shaykh, Fanaf Rasul, and Fanaf Allah. These are three stages of love. Fanaf Shaykh means to forget yourself in the love of your spiritual guide. Then second stage begins when you forget yourself in the love of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you move on towards your destination, that is love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a kind of actions, unknowingly a love which has such grip or personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, I love him, and when I love him, I get so close through Nawafil that I become his eyes, and he sees by me. I become his ears, and he hears by me. I become his tongue, and he speaks by me. I become his hands, and he works by me. I become his feet, and he walks by me, and I give him whatever he desires. This comes in true shape when an individual follows Allah's order as per instructions of his Shaykh. And the necessity for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a part of Iman, but it should be through proper channel. When we love the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is a real cause of creation of entire universe, then we could understand the meaning of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah always orders to love first Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we start loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the love of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it would be ended in smoke. It would be useless. Because Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an essential part of Iman. He is essential part of Kalima, that is Shahada, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is an essential part of our prayers. He is essential part of our faith. So we must observe, we must follow his love, so we can groom up our personality as a true lover of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we can get a fruitful result in this life and afterward. Otherwise, we will be loser. So, my dear brothers and sisters, the conclusion of the talk is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam through zikr. Faskuruni askurukum washkuruli wala takfurun. Quran says, therefore remember me, I will remember you, and be grateful to me and reject not faith. On another occasion, Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uskurullaha zikran kathira. O you who believe, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with much remembrance. We pray here, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar wa qina adhab al-qabr wa qina adhab al-hashr wa qina adhab al-mizan. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.